Okay.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of the Among Us podcast. My name is Zenith, of course. I'm here with Luna, Burgerman, Crowbolt, and today we have a special guest, the Spiked Ball of Doom.
Sus or Russ, Putin.
So, Spike, what are your thoughts on the current political climate?
I am voting for Hillary Clinton.
Oh.
And 2020.
Okay. Well, I didn't know you were a degenerate, but that's okay. You know, back in my day, we didn't have to focus on politics.
Get the grandpa out of here.
Voting people out, because you know, back in my day, we used to game. That's all we used to do. We used to game and play things like Fall Guys and SpongeBob SquarePants. And I feel like nowadays with Among Us, it's getting really political. You know, we got AOC joining Among Us. We got Hillary Clinton being ejected from the podcast. And now we got there's like 5,000 different genders. Like, when is this gonna end? Right, like, when are we gonna go back to the good old days?
Just like the genders, you know.
The First United Methodist Church, although she later became associated with the liberal causes, during this time she adhered to the Republican Party of her parents.
I have a Pepsi.
I like Pepsi.
Pepsi is delicious.
I don't like Pepsi.
Gross. Are you a Coke drinker?
I don't like Hillary Clinton.
This is me when I drink Coca-Cola.
You know,
Pokemon go to the polls.
Then.
Hillary.
Don't tell anyone I told you this, but I heard Hillary Clinton drinks Coke.
Of course she would. And then she probably spits it all out in her fucking loogie that she has. She goes...
What's a loogie?
In her cup. You know, like when you got that phlegm in your throat and you're like it out, you know?
Yeah,
you got the big loogie, and you just like you're on the baseball field with your sunflower seeds, and you spit out a nice fat loogie before you throw the first pitch.
Are you okay?
That's what Hillary Clinton does. Inauguration speech. She's like,
Hill suffers toxic shock from brine pool.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Among Us podcast, part 70.
So guys, I was thinking about today I was thinking about YouTube and the current state of things. And Mr. Beast Gaming, guys, I think that we should award him as Creator of the Century because of just how impactful his Minecraft Let's Plays are.
$10,000.
I think that Mr. Beast Gaming, when he plays Minecraft, is just one of the most crazy things ever. Because then Carl Jacobs and Chandler are like, "Oh my God, Mr. Beast Gaming!" Right? Like, am I wrong?
You might be wrong, you know.
What if they played Among Us, Mr. Beast Gaming? Like, what if we played
we
Among Us?
We are the Among Us podcast.
I should email Mr. Beast. I'm going to email Among Mr. Beast Among Gaming Among right Among now Among and Among see if Among we can play Among Us with him.
Among Us. No! I love Among Us. I wonder what happened to Among Us.
Good thing that we got the podcast to keep us up to date.
Well, if we're making a podcast, it's not updating it
we
for us.
We already made it.
No, we have a podcast already. This is real.
Yeah, have you not seen the videos on it?
Yeah, you don't get information from your own podcast.
Yeah,
you
no, yeah, we make the info and then we send it out to our millions of fans.
All right,
so millions. More like only one.
Man, you got me there.
What's happening right now?
Your mom got.
So, Ronald, what are your thoughts on the current political climate?
Is Zen dragging out this joke?
Zen.
Hey guys, it's me, Ronald here.
I love being a liberal.
Wow, Ronald, I thought I liked you.
Ronald,
I used to like you, man. Ah.
You know, I personally believe that liberals are very, very oppressed. They are oppressed a minority.
Oppressed these nuts. Am
so
I right,
we should
guys?
Oppress
High five.
Them even more.
Am I right? High five.
No.
I think we should make Among Us great more. Again.
It's already
Did you
great.
Vote
what do you
Donald
mean?
Trump in or out?
I voted for Orange to be ejected because he's sus. Orange sus. Like Donald Trump. Get
you
it?
You mean Orange?
Because he's Orange.
You gotta say Orange, not
yeah,
Orange.
The annoying
say
Orange is sus.
Say Orange, not Orange.
The annoying Orange is sus.
Say Orange. Orange. Oring. You know?
I got this FM Oring. Converter for my car. And what it does is, like, you plug it into your, like, cigarette lighter thing, whatever it's called. And then you,
You smoke cigarettes?
Yeah, I have it. So you plug it into your cigarette lighter. And then, you go to, like, a certain radio station, and you could, like, connect your phone via Bluetooth. And then, like, you could play songs on your phone through your car radio.
What? On the radio station?
What are you guys talking about?
Yeah, it's not, like, on the radio station. It just, like, intercepts the frequency in your phone. Oh, I'm talking about my FM converter for my car that I got for Christmas.
Wow. It makes Bluetooth work?
Yeah, it's Bluetooth, or you can like plug it in to like on like a
Why
USB.
I just get a real stereo.
Cause I like car radio. Car radio cool. It's a lot more convenient than like having to turn on a speaker every time. Because it's just not worth it at that point.
I don't have to turn on a speaker with my stereo.
Well, like if you have a Bluetooth speaker or something, you know, like if you want to do that, people do it. It just seems like such a pain. I'd rather just drive at that point. Like
it's replacing the computer stereo in your car. It's not even replacing a speaker.
Oh yeah,
you guys, like
I know there are like the VHS, the VCR ones, whatever the VHS. What are they called? Fuck.
VCR.
What are they called? The cassette tape players, and you can like plug your phone. But I don't have a cassette player in my car. I only have CDs.
You can pull that out and replace it.
Water and like. Became a fish tank and
what if I fill my car with lava and they made a Mr. Beast video about it?
My
1,000
car
degree
so
car lava. Versus road.
The police can't get to us now.
Spending 24 hours in the lava car challenge.
Destroying 20 million trees with a lava car.
What if you guys became Chinese? How would you feel if you were in China?
China. I would try and get out of China.
China.
This is was I always Chinese?
I would be made there, get it? Because, like, made in China.
Like, put fish in your car and, like, drive your car to the
Yo! The fish car.
Fish in the lava car?
No, in the water car. Oh my god. Why would you do that?
In the water car.
No.
Spike, do you hate fish?
Instant cooked salmon.
Mm. Yes. Yeah, it'll also like be dust.
Like do that and like just put on your scuba suit and like get in the car through the sunroof.
But then, you know, they've probably done that on Top Gear.
But like if you want to drive and like, you know, crack a window down, all your fish will fall out. That's not very cool.
No, that's okay.
That's kind of sus.
That just like drains the water level down.
That's kind of sus.
If you like go through like a sharp corner, it'll like the fish will like be sad and like fly out the window.
The fish start coming out of your exhaust.
Yeah. Like, what if you fill your tank up with water? Like, what? How do you do that?
No, oh, you're combusting all the fish in your engine.
I don't think gas and water are a good mix.
No, it's fine. The fish like swim around in the engine and it makes like mechanical.
Oh, okay.
I remember I used to go to the back of my parents' car with the hose and I'd turn the water on and I'd be like, hole for water, and I just put the hose in the exhaust.
Water.
But yeah, like. But
like, what if you want to listen to the radio?
If you want to listen to the radio, a stereo would allow that too.
But no, it will just sound like because you're underwater.
Oh.
Yeah. If you're underwater, what if you want? Wait, the fish can listen to it though.
They got AirPod shotties.
Yeah, you get like one radio for your fish, and then you put your AirPods in, and that's how you listen to your music.
Oh, you put my AirPod shotties in.
Every living organism has a sense of musicality,
like
the fish has
for
that.
The fish.
Have you guys ever seen that TikTok? The AirPod shotty, I might catch a body.
It's like the emotion
center. No, it's
have
like
you
this.
Ever seen the fish card?
This guy who went to school, he went to college for graphic design. He has a TikTok account where he posts like fucking hypey shit. And his most viral video is like he puts AirPods in like this 3D like shotgun
thing.
Yeah,
I've seen that. I've seen
and
a
then
shotgun.
He shoots the Louis Vuitton Among Us character and he gets cut in half and he's cake. It's one of the worst videos of all time.
Yeah, I've seen that video.
It's like how you're, it's like those Vine memes that'll make you say sus, but like, wait. It's like Among Us moments that'll make you say sus, but like,
how are people still recycling memes from Vine? I don't think they were ever doing that.
21. These nuts.
God.
Zen, is your name Ethan Bradbury?
Zen SpongeBob.
Wow, Ethan, great moves.
What is Ethan Bradbury from?
Ock TV.
It's from the Among Us podcast, right?
I mean, that must have been a very old
No, it was Cock TV. They made like prank videos.
Oh.
That video, they were like, they'd eat a donut and then throw it and yell, slamming! Like really loud. That was great. Wait, I want to find that video.
Why would they do that?
Slamming!
I need some blueberries. I need some strawberries. I need some Bradberries. Does anybody make that joke? I'm the first one to make that. I'm original.
Ethan Blueberry?
No, you're not.
I can't believe that this was YouTube content. They just go in public, eat a donut, and scream slamming. And that's it. That's all. That's the joke.
What? Why does he look like that?
He's Ethan Bradbury.
Well, that's very uncool of you on the Among Us podcast.
Wait, how does the guy in the background not even wake up? The guy behind him doesn't even care. The guy behind him does not care.
In the later years, Ethan Bradbury would stop uploading.
I wonder what they're doing. They
uploaded in 8 months.
Didn't they have like the Spider-Man Elsa channel? Like Ock TV?
Yes. That would be amazing.
Didn't they? They made like an alt account where they do Spider-Man Elsa shit. And then I think H3 exposed them, right?
Yeah, the one guy would slap the brother's butt.
The slamming! That's slamming.
Yeah, it really is slamming.
How long has this podcast been going on for? I've been recording for like an hour, just gameplay for Zenny Alta.
Oh, you got a new idea for Zenny Alta?
Well, I have things I want to talk about. I'm just kind of lazy.
You upload the Among Us podcast episode 38.
This is after the Among Us podcast is done, you know. Now that I hit my big
It'll
break.
Never be done. What do you mean?
I feel like Jay Schlatt wants to be a bit too far from his audience.
Yeah, no, it's a weird thing. It sucks because he used to be so connected with them, and I think that he's had bad experiences with like stands and shit. And me, of course, I'm just such a gamer.
And ruining it again.
You're the reason that he is distant from his audience.
The reason he hates all his fans now, it's all my fault.
Crow, that looks like a car sinking in a big pile of shit.
What?
Show the SpongeBob like car.
No. It looks like the car is...
What are your guys' thoughts on Minecraft?
There's not enough cars. I want to build a car and fill it with water so I can put my fish
in. You want the water car? You want fish water?
I wish the game was more interesting after I built a house. That's my problem with the game.
I want to do more Minecraft. I want to play Minecraft right now.
But dreams in Minecraft.
I was playing Hypixel with like what's his name? Angle for like his little his Among Us podcast yesterday. That will never get released now because he fucked up the audio. But
how did he do that also?
This is why the Among Us podcast is better. We don't mess up anything.
We never mess up. We were just so good. But I was doing it and I was actually beasting. Like I fell off a cliff like 5 times, but other than that, like, I'd actually get some kills. It was actually pretty good. I kind of want to play Bed Wars. Make Technoblade videos.
Zen, you're such a fungus.
What's up, everybody? It's Technoblade.
He said it.
God, you're such a bingus.
I heard Crow say that for the first time. That's never going to leave my head.
Why?
You're such a bingus.
Bingus.
It's because I could tell you were actually mad at Jubs in that moment, but you didn't want to.
AirPod, shoddy.
Pingus!
I'm not gonna say mean words that makes people sad face game.
But do you like
what I'll say those words without a second thought?
Not really.
I would.
Yeah, because you're weird and not nice.
We should talk about the crowball job drama for the Among Us podcast.
Oh yeah, okay, Crow, so give us the inside loop on why Jubs is a bitch.
He sharded, he pants.
I think we should talk about Speedy Dog and him deleting his Sona Gaming rep.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be a good podcast.
We should bring Speedy Dog on the podcast.
He did. He unlisted it or something.
Why? Oh, he unlisted it. Oh,
what's going on? Rob wants to ask Speedy Dog to get on the podcast.
Can we get Speedy Dog on the podcast? Ebba, we're recording our podcast right now. Hello.
I'm gonna ask.
It's about Sona.
Gabe to invite Speedy Dog to the podcast.
How happy the cat is.
Yeah, ask Did Gabe. Ask if he could join right now because we're not stopping this podcast anytime soon.
Oh.
I'll assume you did.
Sylveon is my favorite.
AirPod shoddy. All
right. So what's going on with the podcast?
We're just talking right now. We're discussing.
Oh, so it's going?
Yeah, we're talking. You're on the podcast right now.
Oh,
welcome.
What do you want to say?
Welcome.
Hey,
Zen.
Huh?
AirPod Chatty.
Guys, what are your thoughts of the Among Us podcast so far?
Very Among Us.
Is it out?
It is out. We have four episodes, Silly Goose.
Okay. That should be the next topic.
A tribute and a tier list.
This is S tier right now. I'm saying it.
Go, Ebba.
Why can't we? I feel like there's enough content here. We should really get a podcast about the Among Us podcast because I think there might be a little
discussing the Among Us podcast.
That's not a bad idea.
Zen, do you want to know about the Jubs drama?
I do, yes. Please inform the...
Tell all the viewers, all two viewers.
What the hell is that? It's a Hershey bar. Whoa.
That's Jubs.
The Among Us podcast, live in Toronto.
Hello, everyone! Welcome, New York! Welcome to the Among Us podcast!
Isn't it Toronto?
Do people ever do podcasts live? What a fucking stupid idea.
Yeah, H3.
Boys Who Stream do it, too.
How would you ever carry...
Hello!
Oh my god.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Among Us podcast. Thank you.
Hey,
thank
we
you.
Are live I got a question
in,
for you.
Thank you.
Where are we live in? I don't know where
How
it
do
is.
You feel about Sona, Funimation owning Crunchyroll now?
Who's Crunchyroll?
Localization
Crunchyroll
and no hoes, baby.
Why are they Crunchyroll?
Why are the rolls crunchy?
Exactly. Isn't it? I got another question. Doritos or Lay's?
Doritos. What?
Doritos.
That's a terrible question.
If you can kick off the Among Us podcast.
Lay's are pretty
Don't even
good.
Defend Lay's right now. Oh my god.
No, but Pro's baked defending. Lay's. Baked Lay's are good.
Baked Lay's
Pringles are better though, right?
People like Lay's. Pringles! Oh my
god. Oh, you're gonna say shit. That's
I'm
gonna
end the podcast. This is disgusting.
I do.
I can't
okay,
believe
Pringles
I'm friends
good.
With a bunch
Pringles
of
are so much better than
Pringles,
Lay's
liking. Oh my god.
Pringles are good. Lay's are shit.
Lay's, yeah.
You're gonna make me spit a loogie like Hillary Clinton right now. Jeez.
I got another question. Milk or chocolate?
I ejaculated into a Pringles can.
Milk is just kind of gross. Shrimp chips baked.
They're actually so good.
Shrimp
I'm not even kidding.
Well, then, what do you drink for your nutritious value if you don't drink milk?
I drink water and Pepsi.
That has no nutrition.
And Powerade Zero Blue. Powerade Zero Blue. It tastes like the cotton candy Dum Dum. Have you ever had cotton candy Dum Dum?
I've had it in a bottle.
Powerade Zero Blue is cotton candy Dum Dum flavor. It's so fucking good.
So those are my number one favorite chips. These are like my second favorite chips.
You see, this is going to be weird in context of the podcast because I'm like not going to put the images up.
And these are my third favorite chips.
So can you, like,
just
say what they right. are? Like, so
He's
the
just
viewers
talking
can
dumb weeb shit. Like,
number one,
just send the footage to Crow and he'll edit
Shut
it
up.
In.
Shut up!
TGI Fridays.
Please stop talking. I'm trying to talk about.
Have you guys ever watched the movie where the gorilla is like, is TGI Fridays as good as they say?
I only learned about TGI Fridays from their chips that they sell in stores for some reason.
Oh, well, that's what Crow sent me, the cheddar and bacon.
Real chips.
Yeah, no.
Is TGI Fridays as good as they say? And then they go to TGI Fridays in the movie.
So my favorite chips are, I like number one, I like shrimp chips baked from Calbee, the original one. Number two, special request garlic fried chip. Number three, I like TGI Friday cheddar and bacon potato skin chips.
Can you believe this guy was invited onto the podcast?
Is TGI Fridays as good as they say? And then Nick Nolte, the gorilla, and then they go. It's like Kevin James. And then they go to TGI Fridays in the middle of the movie, and then they have a great time.
Product placement.
Tell like Zookeeper or something.
Later, yeah. Hey, we should do something that involves a remote, because I just have a, you know, bought a $100 remote.
Yeah, okay.
Cool.
It's Zookeeper starring Kevin James.
Yes, a controller.
He goes to TGI Fridays.
No, Universal Remote.
It's TGI Fridays. I want Chili's. You guys know Chili's?
Yeah, I like Chili's sometimes.
Hey, Chili's here.
The atmosphere there is just so good, like...
I remember I went to this Chili's that had like this little cliffside right in front of it, and there were like rocks, and I would throw them at people.
Oh yeah.
Oh fuck.
No, but the rocks were really good because they were perfectly round.
I remember when I went to Chili's one time, we got this like chocolate lava cake for the family, and I was like 7 or 8, so I was like a little twink kid, and my family did not give me a single bite. They just scarfed that shit down like immediately. And I would just sit there with my dick in my hand at 7 years old, like, well, where's my chocolate lava cake?
If it's a lava cake, what is a lava cake?
It's like when you put it in your car, like a lava in your car.
No, it's like, so basically it's like a, like,
I think that explained it well, Crow. You don't have to go on.
On the outside.
Yeah, it's like chocolate, it's like melty on the inside.
Oh, I'm thinking it was like constantly flowing, like how those wonderful things go.
It's like a viscous liquid.
So there's like a chocolate hose. They're just eating that up.
A chocolate car. Fill your car with chocolate, then you can have a snack forever.
Oh my god, yeah, then you can just eat it whenever.
I'm gonna detonate a bomb.
And you can like, what do you mean detonate a bomb?
What?
Did you guys know those hot chocolate bombs that you just put in hot water and they explode into hot chocolate?
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Oh, I saw a video of that today, and like the video, really? The guy's like, pretend it's your fifth child and drown it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Wait, the Beirut explosion?
It was on a TikTok.
No.
We are not talking about
explosions. Hot chocolate bombs. I made some the other day.
You guys watch TikTok?
Zen.
Oh.
Every TikTok is the AirPods shoddy.
Zen.
You're sending me gifts of caterpillars.
That last one's a really cool caterpillar.
That makes me want to take a shower.
He's so cute.
So viewers watching at home, what is going on right now is it's a man in the mud, and he is caterpillaring in the mud, and he is just his face is like submerged. That is disgusting.
He looks so edible.
I want to see.
He looks like chocolate.
Chocolate.
Japanese avocado Doritos. What? Can you put that on like toast and then have avocado toast?
What do you mean cute?
It says avocado cheese. What?
It's like guac Doritos.
I have it a day. We're talking about food, right?
Like read all of Japanese now?
No.
That's fair enough.
Why not? You've been able to translate everything I've thrown at you.
Because I got bored.
Among us.
I like got too lazy to keep doing it.
Well, can you like deliver your knowledge to me so I can finish?
No.
If we ever get like 10 people in a podcast, will we actually play Among Us and make a podcast?
That's not a pod. That's like
it's not a podcast. It's funny gaming.
That's just gameplay.
You guys want to play Among Us?
Yeah.
Among Us live in Toronto.
Okay, guys, thank you for watching the Among Us podcast.
We're going to go play Among Us now.
If you want more content, go to the recap, the Among Us podcast.
Okay, one at a time. Do you guys want to say something? One at a time. Do you guys want to say something? I'll start. My name is Nip.
I don't have anything to say.
If you want more content, go to the Among Us podcast. We've recently made a documentary
about
the production difficulties in the Among Us podcast. It was a huge
Among Us thing, like a sports guys. I think.